Active weather returns to the region later today as a storm system approaching from our southwest will bring in some snowfall transitioning to frozen precipitation by later tonight. In the meantime, expect filtered sunshine to start the day, eventually giving way to overcast conditions by this afternoon and evening. Snowfall won't be too far behind, as I mentioned, along the approaching warm front. As mild air pours in behind the front, we will see that change over to sleet and then eventually freezing rain from west to east. I would expect this changeover to occur at some point in the later evening and early morning hours of Thursday. The only spots that appear to stay all snow for this event look to be the northern Adirondacks. Total snowfall accumulations won't be high, only ranging from 1 to 2 inches across the Greens, Taconics, Adirondacks, and Berkshires. Valley locations won't pick up more than an inch. Total ice accumulations up to 1/10 of an inch will be possible. A winter weather advisory is in effect from this evening until tomorrow morning for most locations. Surface high pressure will settle in behind this system, blocking any additional storms for Friday and Saturday. But this block breaks down by Sunday as high pressure is kicked east by a potent upper-level low. An associated surface low. A strong surge of mild air will be pushed north along another warm front, as well as organized rainfall. Thanks to mild air, the majority of this system's precipitation will fall as rain after an initial push of snow for areas below freezing Saturday night. The cold front will move through Sunday night into early Monday morning, and this might touch off a few snow showers to start the day on Monday, but the bigger impact will be how gusty wind will get on Monday as surface high pressure interacts with our departing low. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a low pressure system originating from the Gulf of Mexico continues to gather strength and will lift northward towards the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. This is in response to an upper level trough and strong shortwave tracking across the plains and upper Midwest. Moisture is surging north from Louisiana to the Ohio Valley and central Appalachians. Heavy rainfall and some thunderstorms will continue into the warm sector of this low. Rainfall amounts on the order of 1 to 3 inches are expected through Friday across much of the deep south as multiple rounds of rain fall over the same areas. Widespread flash flood watches are in effect. River flooding could also be a big issue in the coming days. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, increasing clouds as snow showers developing by late afternoon. Total snowfall accumulations will range between 1 to 2 inches. Highs will be in the mid-30s. In Boston, increasing clouds with a high near 30. And in Buffalo, cloudy skies with evening snow. High temperatures will be in the mid-30s. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 35 degrees and the average low is 18 degrees. The record high is 66 set back in 1930 and the record low is minus 16 set in 1966. Sunrise 6:45 a.m. and sunset 5:33 p.m. Total of 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 3 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from a low of minus 35 at Crooked Coulee, Montana yesterday morning to a high temperature of 91 degrees at Panther West, Florida. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Expect increasing clouds throughout the day. High temperatures will reach the upper 20s to lower 30s. Snow showers will develop between 6 and 9 p.m. this evening. These scattered snow showers will continue into the overnight before transitioning to sleet and freezing rain around midnight in the Lake George area. This is where we could see an additional 1/10 of an inch of ice. Total snowfall accumulations will range between 1 to 2 inches. Low temperatures will fall initially in the mid to upper 20s before climbing after midnight. For the Connecticut River Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, expect increasing clouds throughout the day. High temperatures will reach the mid-30s. Snow showers will develop between 2 and 5 p.m., continuing until we see a transition to sleet and then eventually freezing rain between 8 and 10 p.m. Total snowfall accumulations will range between a coating to an isolated 2 inches with ice accumulations up to about 1/10 of an inch. Low temperatures will fall into the upper 20s to 30 before climbing after midnight. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect increasing clouds throughout the day. High temperatures will reach the upper 20s. Snow showers will develop between 2 and 5 p.m. this evening. Scattered snow showers will continue before transitioning to sleet and then eventually freezing rain between 8 and 10 p.m. Total snowfall accumulations will range between a coating to an inch. Ice accumulations could reach 1 one-tenth of an inch. Low temperatures will fall into the mid-20s before climbing after midnight. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, expect increasing clouds with high temperatures right around the upper 20s. Snow showers will develop between 2 and 5 p.m. this evening. Scattered snow showers will continue before transitioning to sleet and then eventually freezing rain between 8 and 10 p.m. Total snowfall accumulations will range between about an inch to 2 inches, with ice accumulations up to 1/10 of an inch. Low temperatures will fall into the mid-20s before climbing after midnight. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, increasing clouds today with high temperatures right around freezing. Snow showers will develop between 3 and 6 this afternoon into the evening, with scattered snow showers continuing before transitioning to sleet and then eventually freezing rain between 8 and 10 p.m. Total snowfall accumulations will range between a coating to 2 inches. Ice accumulations will be possible up to about 1/10 of an inch. Low temperatures will fall into the mid to upper 20s before climbing after midnight. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, any lingering freezing drizzle or rain showers will end by 8 a.m. Mostly cloudy to partly cloudy skies are ahead for the afternoon with high temperatures in the mid-40s. Friday, highs will reach the upper 30s under partly cloudy skies. Continued dry weather to start your Saturday with highs near 40. However, Saturday night into Sunday, rain will move into the region. High temperatures will be in the mid-40s for Sunday. Much colder weather arrives by Monday, along with gusty wind. High temperatures will only be in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.